All right, Derek Spears Show, episode 85. 85 already. We don't have a full cast tonight, but we have what it is tonight. We have Ms. Latrina C. from Johnston, Rhode Island. How you doing, Latrina?
Hey, how's everyone?
Oh, great. Doing great. And, of course, we have Late Night in the studio. How you doing, Late Night?
I'm good. How you doing, Derek?
Good. So, Kimmy does an 85, guys. I mean, 85. You know what that means, Latrina?
We're close to 100.
It means 15 more to the 100th episode. Can you believe that?
Nope, not at all.
And can you believe who's on the show tonight? You're excited, huh, Latrina?
I am. I'm excited.
Do you want to announce to everybody who is the special guest on the show? Other than Latrina C.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Who's the special guest tonight?
Our special guest is Kelly Griffin. Woo!
Yes. So Late Night, what do you think about that at Late Night?
I love Kelly. It's beautiful.
You love Kelly? I'm telling you, she looked hot, okay? I had my arm around her, and I felt like just me asking her out on a date. Now, Latrina, is it true that Kelly is engaged?
Yes, so she's off limits. So Derek Shapiro did not stalk Kelly Clarkson.
Now, if I would have broke up her relationship, that would have made TMZ, wouldn't it, huh?
Wouldn't have
broken
up her relationship.
She likes her. I'm telling you. Hey, Late Night.
Go ahead.
Kelly's ass looked good. After I interviewed her, I was seeing her rear, her great, tight jeans, I'm telling you. All right, Latrina, let's see. What's going on first for our first segment?
Well, after you talked about Kelly's ass, apparently, we have
Bart. I'm sorry? Okay.
We have
and then... Be Perez. Oh, hello, is this King?
Hey!
Oh, we have another guest that joined us, okay. From California, right?
Yeah, California.
How you doing? So,
I'm doing good.
So it's the East Coast. Great.
Hey, this is the East Coast and West Coast collabo.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you. Hey, the sun rises on the east and sets on the west.
Yeah, that's right. It's like right. It's 5:04 over here.
5:04, all right.
Over there, right?
That's correct. All right, so what about the Ms. Latrina? Latrina, we're going to do the engine. Okay, go ahead with the segment and the song that we're going to be playing.
We're going to be playing Rehab Bartender Sitting at a Bar. It's our number 5 song for the month of April.
All right, then we'll come back after that here on Derek Shapiro Show, episode 85.
Bartender, I really did it this time. Broke my parole to have a good time. When I got home, it was 6 a.m. The door was locked, so I kicked it in. She was tripping on the bills. I think she was high on some pills. She threw my things out into the yard. Then she called me a bum and slapped me real hard. And in my drunken stupor, I did what I should have never done. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car. Crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. You know, Mo, I'll probably get 10 years.
just give me beers till they get here. Yeah, I know the sun is coming up, and y'all are probably getting ready for closing up. But I'm trying to drown my soul. I'm tired of this life on a dirt road, and everything that I love is gone. And I'm tired of hanging on. She got me sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped
Guess
away.
Guess it was meant to be. Romance is misery, so much for memories, and now I'm headed to the penitentiary. See me on TV, the next cop series. I am a danger. I guess I should have did something about my anger, but I never learned. Real things that don't concern. I pour kerosene on everything I love and watch it burn. I know it's my fault, but I wasn't happy it was over. She threw a fit, so I crashed your daddy's Nova.
And now I'm going back again, back to the pen to see my friends. And when we all pile out that county van, they're gonna ask me where I've been. I've been at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. She stole my heart in the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
Galen over here, Mayor Beverly, of course. How you doing tonight?
Doing just fine, thank you.
So what do you think about Angie Miller, of course, getting this spot on American Idol?
That's your question. Tell me again.
What do you think about Angie Miller getting this spot on American Idol?
Well, I think it's a pretty good thing, yeah?
Yeah.
It helps put the city of Beverly on the map.
Yes, yeah, so if she wins, of course, American Idol, what's going to go through your mind? What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does it feel that the Beverly, Massachusetts is being national exposed on Fox?
Well, I think it's quite good. And you're going to find out that it's Beverly, Massachusetts that gave Beverly Hills, California its name.
Really?
Really.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Mayor Scanlon. Huh?
Right. Of Beverly.
Of Beverly. Thank
all
you
right.
very much.
You're welcome.
The Dennis Shapiro Show, PSS TV station. Thank you very much.
All right.
Angie Miller coming out here on the Derek Shapiro Show, DFF TV station here. Momentarily. Angie over here.
Yeah,
a Beverly, Massachusetts. Angie Miller's going to be coming out from Beverly High School over here. Here in Beverly, Massachusetts, Derek Shapiro Show, DSOC TV Station.
I'm better than this guy.
How are you? This is pretty awesome over here. My children are over here with me today too. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, man! Woo!
Oh, DSOC TV Station. This is pretty special here in Beverly, Massachusetts. Well, this is a moment of truth here. Mayor Scanlon's there. Just interviewed Mayor Scanlon before, so maybe we'll get a few words by Angie Miller, who knows, right?
But all you all know is he's at Greenville High School. Mr. Bauer is a five-time black belt on the reality school broadcast.
Prolong this, they know how to prolong this, don't they, huh?
I'm sorry?
They know how to prolong this, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah, it's all showbiz, man.
See, so Angie Miller, we're all waiting for Angie Miller here in Beverly, Massachusetts. Cam, the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV Station. Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV Station, here in Beverly, Mass. And, Beverly High School. Soon, here, the TV station. Back is here. Yeah.
Clarkson, do you think more people are watching American Idol tonight?
Are you seriously asking that question? Obviously, American Idol.
Getting
more.
American Idol. So, America, but, you know, if an earthquake happens in American Idol, you'll probably feel it because you're both in L.A., right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Wow, crazy. Look at that. Yes, that would be crazy. I'm telling you. Look at that, I'm jinxing it, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's even crazier? A few months ago, like about 6 months ago, there was an earthquake in New England, and my kids felt it in Massachusetts, but I was in Rhode Island at the time, and I did not feel it. Did you feel that, Latrina, a few months ago in Rhode Island?
Yes, I did.
You did? And how did the earthquake feel to you?
Well, my laptop started moving, and then everything started shaking, and I was at my dad's house, so, and I was the only one in the house.
Really? And you know what you should stop playing with? The next earthquake, King or Trina?
Yeah.
Huh?
You know what song you should stop playing? You should stop playing All Shook Up by Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh.
All right. And how are you doing? And by the way, late night, you're from Alabama, right?
That's right. I'm from Montgomery.
Montgomery. And Trina, you used to live in Montgomery, right?
I used to live in Birmingham.
Birmingham. Now, let me ask you a question, guys. Well, especially you, late night, because you live in Georgia and you lived in Alabama. What song do you like better, Georgia On My Mind or Sweet Home Alabama?
I like, both of them are good songs. Sweet Home Alabama.
You gotta pick one.
I say Sweet Home Alabama. You gotta represent.
Okay, Trina, what would you say?
Georgia On My Mind.
And King, I have a good song for you, okay?
What's that?
California Girls. Did you like Girls, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And you live in California, so No. Not the Katy Perry one, okay? The Beach Boys, okay, version. California Girls, okay?
I love that one, too. I love that one,
okay.
Too.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the show, of course, over here, okay? Latrina, what's up next here on Derek Shapiro's episode 85?
We have the MS Squad from Massachusetts, Rhode Island. Woo!
Yes. And then what's after that?
Then we have Matchbox 20 Overjoy, number 4 song from the month of April.
Yup. And then?
And then we have J Profane and Roller Radio Ready. Woo!
The number 3 song, which I forgot to add, for the month of April, of course. All right, here it is on the Derek Shapiro's episode. I'm sorry, go ahead, King.
We gotta put our song in rotation too. Dynasty.
Well, we're gonna put your song in next month, okay? But all right. So here's the segment. Go ahead, late night.
So Derek Shapiro here, the MS Fork here, Northeastern Massachusetts, and they're ready to walk. But also I want to say thank you to one of my sponsors, Susie's Auto Body, Diligent and Paint Specialist, Towing Service at 1442 Newport Avenue, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Susie's Auto Body, Diligent and Paint Specialist, Towing Service, 1442 Newport Avenue, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Manny Souza, 401-725-1933, 401-725-1933. And you can email him at SousaAutoBody@gmail.com, SousaAutoBody@gmail.com. Susa Auto Body, of course, giving the call 401-725-1933. MS Work here, Northeastern Massachusetts, at the Oliver Ames High School here. It is great over here and be part of this for the MS Work here in Northeastern Massachusetts. The second part is tomorrow in Providence, Rhode Island, of course. I'll be in that. A nice walk over here. People are walking outside here at the MS Work. I'm going to start my walk right now and leave right now for the MS Walk. Good luck. I'll do another take of me returning from the walk. Here, Saturday, April 6th, 2013. Yes, that's right. The DJ's playing Train. Derek Shapiro just finished the walk. I did it with my shirt on and my jacket off. And they provided us with free lunch, drink. Boy, I'm beat. Derek Shapiro here at the end of the MS Walk. Here. Hello, Derek Shapiro at the Convention Center here for the MS Walk. Here, I want to say thank you to some sponsors yesterday in Massachusetts. We did Northeastern. Max and Pat, North End Pizzeria, 700 Depot Street, North End, Northeastern Massachusetts. Give them a call, 508-23-8840, 508-23-8840. Max and Pat, 700 Depot Street, North End, Northeastern Massachusetts. And I want to thank Auto Tint Plus at 490 Foundry Street, number B, Southeastern Mass, 490 Foundry Street, Suite B, Southeastern Massachusetts, AutoTintPlus.com, AutoTintPlus.com, over 25 years of experience. Give them a call, 508-238-1191, 508-238-1191, AutoTintPlus@Yahoo.com, AutoTintPlus@Yahoo.com. This other place, Renee Dry Cleaners, two locations, 670 Depot Street, Northeastern Mass, 670 Depot Street, Northeastern Mass. Give them a call, 508-238-2418, 508-238-2418. Or the other location, 147 North Quincy Street, Abington, Massachusetts, 147 North Quincy Street, Abington, Massachusetts. Give them a call, 508-232-3313, 508-232-3313, Renee Dry Cleaners. All right, him at the MS Walk here at the Convention Center. We'll be back. All right, here at the MS Walk here in Providence, Rhode Island for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, Jewish Internet Radio, 80s, 90s, 2000s, today Movie Internet Channel, and Gossip Radio TV. We have Chris Shepard, digital journalist for ABC 6 News.
How you doing today?
ABC 6 News, no strangers to the Derek Shapiro Show. I've interviewed Buddy Sansi and Mark Pula when he worked there, you know?
Oh, no kidding.
Bueller, isn't it? Bueller, I think, right? So, so tell me about how does this feel you would be part of this MS Walk this year?
Well, this is my second year doing the MS Walk, and there are a lot of people who came out here today. It was a little cold out this morning, you know, not as warm as last year, but, you know, generally, it's always a challenge to work the logistics of that room because it's a big rectangular room. So,
yep.
But for the most part, everybody seems excited, and, yep. You know, it's like a great walk.
Sure. And, of course, you usually interview people, so this is the first time you've been interviewed, huh?
Yeah, for the most part, yes. Yeah, I'm usually the one on the other side of the camera, but,
yes.
I mean, I'm no stranger to it, so.
And, of course, you're not shown really on camera yet, of course. But your voice is heard on TV?
No.
No, so this is the first time, so maybe, hopefully, be on the camera now, right? So, all right, well, thank you for being part of the MS Walk today and being part of the Derek Shepherd Show today, too.
For sure.
Yes, Chris Shepherd, right?
Yep.
Thank you very much. ABC 6 News.
Feeling my hands start shaking, hearing your voice, I'm overjoyed. I'm sorry, but I have no choice. You're only getting better. Maybe you have your reasons. Maybe you're scared you'll be let down. There's no one around. Well, then maybe, maybe if you hold me, baby, let me come over. I will tell you secrets nobody knows. I cannot overstate it. I will be overjoyed. That smile on your like summer, the way that your hand keeps touching mine. Let me be the one to make it right. And maybe, maybe let me hold you, baby. Let me come over. I will tell you secrets nobody. Tell you secrets God only knows. I cannot overstate it. I will be overjoyed. Baby, let me come over. I will tell you secrets nobody.
For the radio, J Profane, Roller.
I thought I told y'all I was ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I feel good.
My music. Feel like baseline cat. Feel like baseline cat. Yo, check. DJ, DJ, this gon' be a good year. When you put pro in rotation like a good year. Yeah, fam recognize the hood here. And we putting on to number, jumping off the books here. Word, it's crazy how JP Adam hit him with knowledge, polished like Stacey Adams. Lately chanting his song to keep the ladies dancing. They say he's handsome and love his style when the Navy asked him. Martin, like Martin, I had a dream. More like a fantasy in HD on a plasma screen.
When I was young, I didn't have a green. Now I'm deep in the dough, see more paper than a fax machine. That's the thing that got the haters hating. They on a job overtime, amazing dedication. I get it blazing, raising the roof. Check the station, I'm ready for the radio, so quit to speculate.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound around town. It's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yo.
DJ, DJ, now we got the crowd hype. Sound tight, drinks up, we ready for a wild night. Style white lines, I write rhymes addictive. And ripped it last time, so this time they let me kick it. For the love, sure enough, she wanna kiss it. Ballistic, no bluff, just a poker face when I hit it. Casino style, now the chips are dropping mean. I got the green like I won big at a slot machine. Plotting things like the chicks for the next video. The next get rich quick scheme for checks, really though. Silly though, launder clean, but still filthy though. Sick, not well, touch like bro, feel me, yo. Bro, he moving the crowd. These dudes is clueless, they losing them now. That's right, bro, bro. I'm doing it now, radio ready, on the air like cumulus clouds.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International, I'm ready baby, I'm ready yo. Request a pro, tell the DJ play him, cause you love him, you love him. Request a pro, tell the DJ play him, cause you want him, you want him. Cause you
fresh air without the lip lock. Me and dish jocks get guap, top of the charts, the chosen one by the fans, they never flip-flop. Like sandals can hold a candle, Mr. Big Shot. I spit hot and got it sold like a gift shop. Request pro, let's go to the tip top. We hot, here we come, ready? If not, kick rocks.
You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby, I'm ready, yo. You the champion, DJ the radio, scratching and mixing heat through your stereo. Surround sound, around town, it's mainstream or underground. Whether or not you love it or lie, it's in rotation day and night. I'm the Hollywood International. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, yo.
All right, we're live. Derek Shapiro Show, episode 85, of course. Me coming to you from Peabody, Massachusetts. We have Latrina C. in Johnston, Rhode Island. How you doing, Latrina?
Great, how are you?
Oh, great. Sitting at the mall here, the National Mall, we have King from California. How you doing, King?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. We have this new caller, Kevin.
My last name is McMahon.
McMahon?
And I'm from Rhode Island.
Are you McMahon?
And I'm from
like
Rhode Island,
McMahon?
Too. Cranston, Rhode Island. Yes, just
Cranston,
old Vince
like...
McMahon. However you want to
yeah.
say it.
So, Kevin, did you go to Cranston West or East?
I actually went to East.
You went to East. Well, they always say, West is best and East is least.
Yes.
So we have Latrina in the bathroom with her sister. And Latrina, what's your sister's name?
Philomena.
Philomena. Okay, don't fill me in now, Philomena. You do not like me, Latrina said.
No, she can't stand you. She said you talk too much and you never shut up.
Wait, Philomena, come here. ways do I talk so much? It's a radio show.
Philomena.
Okay.
How old are they, Derek? They sound like...
I'm sorry, wait, Latrina.
Yeah?
Okay, if she can't stand me, tell her she's in the bathroom, right?
Uh-huh.
Tell her to sit down and go to the bathroom.
And don't forget the flush.
Yeah, don't forget the flush. All right. But on this same show, of course, we have Kelly Clarkson on the show tonight. Let's go to... Oh, Kevin, let me ask you a question, Kevin. What kind of music do you like? Do you like Kelly Clarkson?
I can enjoy Kelly Clarkson. I can enjoy listening to Kelly Clarkson.
And you know she's on the show tonight, right?
First American Idol winner, no?
That's right, and so she's on the show tonight, so this is a great show, I'm telling you. All right,
yeah.
Latrina, what's coming up next for tonight's segment?
What happened?
Oh, what's going on for the next segment?
Oh, sorry.
First we're going to play Those Alone, Hello, the song Hello.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and that Indie Grammar missed me, yep.
And then we have The Walk for Hunger.
Yes, and then we'll come back because we have the special. We'll have you announce it after that, okay?
Yeah, this show will be.
Yes, all right. Play it late night.
Derek Shapiro here on Talking with Derek and Derek Shapiro's episode 85, of course, with this great group from Massachusetts / Rhode Island, my home state, of course. But I have an interest in this group because I live in Massachusetts and I come from Rhode Island. With this group, Those Alone, right?
Those Alone.
Yes, well, actually, I'm not alone right now. I have Those Alone. So how you doing? We have Matt and we have Michael, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't you have your group M&M?
Nah, it's been taken.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. So, of course, the two of you are here out of four, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you do for the group, Matt?
I play lead guitar.
You play lead guitar?
Yep.
And what do you play, Mike?
I'm the singer, and I play rhythm guitar.
So how did this band start?
How did we start?
Yes.
It was kind of myself and a former bass player started putting the songs together. I've written a lot. Some of these songs were written a while ago, and then we caught up with Matt and another drummer, and we put it together and really formed the nucleus of the group at that point, and really built the songs into what they are. So it's coming. You know, now we're getting to the point where we're getting them where we really want them. So.
And how long have you been a group for now?
It's been about a year now. About a year.
Yeah. So what are some of your most memorable performances, and where have they been?
Well, let's see. We played in Providence quite a bit. So
sure.
I think one of the better shows we played was at Dusk.
Dusk was a really great show.
Where's Dusk?
Dusk is, it's on,
it's by the train tracks.
It's the same street as, PVD Social Club. And
okay.
I forget the name of the
PVD
street.
PVD Social Club, yep.
Yeah. And,
Richmond Street.
Our probably most memorable show is we played a Battle of the Bands for, Bridging the Music, it was called, and we won that at PVD Social Club. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, we're waiting. They actually played the final show for that at some point this summer.
Sure. Now tell me, who were some of your musical influences? What's up with you, Matt?
For me, I really started off with Jimi Hendrix, Steve Ray Vaughan, like kind of the classic rock, you know, moved into kind of metal. I mean, a huge Metallica fan. Joe Satriani, I'm also a huge fan of. Kind of really a broad range of, you know, all kinds of rock.
And how does that influence you in this group today?
Well, I kind of draw on a lot of stuff that, you know, Stevie did and Jimmy for my solos. And Mike kind of draws more from you know, Alice in Chains.
It's kind of a combination. Yeah. We kind of mesh together.
Do you like Alice in Chains?
Yeah, I'm a big Alice in Chains fan. Lane Staley, especially himself, as a songwriter, lyrical songwriter. And I'm a big Elvis Presley fan.
Really?
So it's a very strange mix of, because I grew up on classic rock.
Sure.
My parents listened to classic rock with me growing up, Beatles. You know, I love Zeppelin, you know, the Hollies, all the British Invasion bands, like, you know.
So how does that influence you in this group?
Well, we, as far as, I think from a songwriting standpoint, I take it from, I write everything kind of acoustically singer-songwriter, and then we build it into a bigger song as we go. That's why we kind of have, we play some acoustic shows and unplugged shows, and
sure,
we can transcribe the music that way, and we build on it and make it heavier for the actual,
sure,
you know, full shows.
I'm sober, don't even know you anymore. Punch drunk on a feeling, lost in believing I was sure. I don't care what
you have to say. Damn words get in the way. I don't wanna know. I know there'll come a time when I look you in the eyes and say I told you so.
I'm here at the starting line of the Walk for Hunger over here. You can see the banner right behind me over here. Derek Shapiro for the Derek Shapiro Radio Show and DSS TV station, the Jewish Internet Radio TV, Gossip Radio TV, 80s, 90s, 2000s Radio TV, and Movie Internet Channel, of course, .yellowside.com, of course, for the Walk for Hunger here in Boston, Massachusetts, of course.
Can I get in on this?
Of course, I'm going to get people from Kiss 108 and Gemini 4.5 and Channel 7. We have Lisa Donovan here from the Maddie in the Morning Show, of course. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. And, of course, how many years is this for you doing the Walk for Hunger?
Probably 11.
11?
Yeah. And I walked once.
You walked once?
Yeah, and then I did half of it another year.
Awesome. So you walking the whole walk today?
I'm not doing it today. No, but we are here from 7 to 9. So.
Sure. And, of course, I've interviewed Maddie before. I've interviewed Billy, and this is the first time interviewing you, of course. What does this walk mean to you?
You know what? I think I have two kids at home, and I tell them how lucky we are that we can afford to have food on our table every day. And for me, it's astounding that people in our own state don't have enough to eat.
Exactly.
So for me, it's like everyone pulling together and just helping one another out. And I think that this walk shows, I mean, they have over 40,000 walkers every year.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. And I feel like this year it's even more important than ever.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much, Lisa, of course, from the Maddie in the Morning Show, Derek Shapiro Show, and DSS TV Station loves you on the Maddie in the Morning Show, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you. On my online radio show.
Your
Hello.
Online radio,
yes,
radio show?
We're on here, Maddie in the Morning, on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV Station, for the second year in a row. What does this walk mean to you, of course, supporting the hungry people in Massachusetts?
Well, you know, we've done this a long time. This is the 25th year that Kiss 108 has been involved with the Walk for Hunger. And it's one of those things that's locked in, you know, every year we put it on the calendar, you know, and
exactly.
it's just a great thing. And I, because I'm inherently lazy, it would be difficult for me to walk the 20 miles.
Sure.
So I do the best that I can is to come down in the starting line with Billy and Lisa and encourage
sure.
everybody. And, you know, my wife's a marathon runner and she makes fun of me that I'm not walking it. But it is a wonderful event, you know, and I've been blessed. I've been lucky to be successful in this town. And there's so many people who had some bad luck and kids go hungry. And so it's the least we can do, and we're happy to do it.
And why do, you know, because I'm a radio show guy, internet radio show guy. Why do a lot of other radio people look up to you? And why do I look up to you? Why do you think you're so...
Well, I can explain that.
Yeah.
The reason that you look up to me and a lot of radio people look up to me is because I'm 6'3".
That's true.
Now, if I were sitting down, you would look down at me.
Exactly.
So that's my perspective on it.
Well, I respect your show, of course. Thank you for letting me interview you again for the second year in a row for the Derek Shapiro Show with DSS TV Station.
All right, buddy.
All right. For the second time, I got Billy Costa on the Derek Shapiro Show with DSS TV Station.
There you go.
And, of course, what does this walk mean to you, Billy?
Well, you understand, I grew up in this area. I've been here my whole life, right over the bridge in East Cambridge. So
I'm familiar with the area. You know, over the years, we've come to know a lot of the people. I mean, we've been doing the Walk for Hunger for, wow, I think it's 30 years now with Kids
Sure,
Hungry. So Maddie
sure.
and I have been down here every year. A few of the years, several of the years, I ran it, I walked it. One time I took a bicycle.
Sure.
But yeah, it's a part of history here in Boston.
Sure.
And it is the biggest of its kind in the world, so it's
sure.
cool.
And you do the food program on...
yeah,
on
TV Diner.
Yeah, TV Diner. And of course, with you doing the food program, of course, it means a lot because some people... have food a lot.
Yeah, there's kind of a connection. People are starting now. We're getting
exactly.
a steady flow of people. If you want
exactly.
to
exactly,
look at you.
Exactly, look
panning.
At that. Yes.
He's panning.
I'm panning.
Yeah. Well, TV Diner is about checking out and reviewing restaurants and featuring and showcasing chefs. But yeah, I mean, if there's some unique way we can connect the show to the Walk for Hunger, I'm game for that too.
Exactly. Well, thank you much, Billy Costa. Of course, I respect the Maddie the Morning Show with you, Lisa, and you, of course, Billy Costa. Thank you very much for joining
right.
me on the Derek Shapiro. With DSS TV station.
America runs on Dunkin'. Hey, maybe you'll get some money out of it.
Here with on the Derek Shapiro Show DSS TV station, we have Romero from Jammer 94.5.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, sir.
Yes, and what does this walk mean to you by doing this walk today?
It means I have to get up early,
yeah.
take a lot of pictures with people, and give away prizes. No, I mean, it's a great thing. We do it every year. I've done it 3 or 4 years on my own, running it, not walking it, because I'm a beast like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a good time and helping a lot of people out. And it's funny seeing the same, you know, you see the same people year after year, as well as new people, too. So it's great because it's
exactly,
getting bigger.
Exactly. So what's new over on Gemini 4.5?
Everything. I have a new... Hey! We'll take pictures in 1 second.
Exactly.
So famous. I got, like, an entire new cast. So it's cool. It's like a... It's a
facelift.
Yeah, it's like a facelift. It's like a new beginning. It's refreshing.
You need me and Derek Shapiro with you on Gemini 4.5, see?
You know, you're good-looking, but Ashley's just a little better. Not too much. I'm looking at you guys side by side. She beat you up by a little bit.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Romero, from Gemini 4.5 here. And how many is this for you for this Walk for Hunger, by the way?
Honestly, I can't even count. Probably, I mean, I'll say, I think we're in double digits now.
Double
I think
digits.
It's about 10 at least.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great day.
Yes, sir, you too.
Yeah, the Walk for Hunger, Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV Station, here.
Yeah.
All right, here on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV Station, on the starting line for the Walk for Hunger, we have Steve Cooper from Channel 7, and of course, CW56. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, so how many is this for you for the Walk for Hunger?
14.
Yes, and of course, I had Dylan Dwyer last year on the show.
Right.
Now she moved up to NBC Today Show.
Today Show, that's right.
So do you still keep in contact with her?
Yes, still keep in contact.
You keep in contact with her. Tell Derek Shapiro from last year's Walk for Hunger said hello, of course.
Absolutely.
I got to go to New York and say hello to her.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a better idea.
That is a better idea. So what does this walk mean for you for this year?
It's just a great time for Boston and the surrounding communities to come together. And you know, help support people in need. But this year, obviously, is just a lot more intense for everybody because it's coming off of the marathon. So I think everybody wants to be here, and it's that whole Boston strong. You
it is.
Feel it already.
You can feel it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And of course, you're covering the tragedies and now the good times over here.
Yeah.
What does this mean about covering this great?
It's great. It just shows what Boston's all about. I mean, this is what we do. You know,
exactly.
You know, it's funny they talk about it's Boston strong, but that's really what it is.
It is.
And it's just so fun to be here and see viewers and people that watch us and, you know, be a part of it. Oh, yeah, come on over. Yeah,
thank you.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Yeah,
for the
all right. Hey, yeah.
And DSS TV.
All right.
Yeah, the Walk for Hunger, of course. And me, 15 years, me personally walking this walk. And I'm going to be starting walking at 8 o'clock. It is about, right now, 7:18 in the morning. And I'm going to start, you can see the sign line over here. And it is great. All the partners, of course, the media partners, and me doing this, it's really great. Yeah, the Walk for Hunger. Me, Derek Shapiro. I'm going to start walking pretty soon. It is the starting line, of course, Derek Shapiro, DSS TV station, Jewish Internet Radio TV, Gossip Radio TV, and Movie Internet Channel, of course, and 80s, 90s, 2000s, say, RadioTV.yosa.com. I'm going to start walking now. Start walking and meet you at the ending point. Well, I'll be in the middle, of course. Start walking now, and we'll see you at the end, in the middle, of course, and see how I progressed over here for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, Jewish Internet Radio TV, Gossip Radio TV, 80s, 90s, 2000s Radio TV, a Movie Internet Channel, of course, here for the Walk for Hunger, of course. Derek Shapiro here at the Walk for Hunger for the halfway point, of course. If you
see, you can hear the music playing in the background, of course. I got my snack, you can see people walking in right over there. And just sitting down relaxing. My feet is hurting a little bit. But don't worry, it's a walk for hunger. On May 5th, 2013, of course. It's still great. I have my snack. And just broadcasting at the halfway point here at the Walk for Hunger on a beautiful sunshiny day. You can see right behind me, of course, here at the Walk for Hunger. The music's playing. Great people over here behind me at the Walk for Hunger. Derek Shapiro here on Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station, Jewish Internet Radio TV, Gossip Radio TV, 80s, 90s, 2000 Radio TV, and, of course, Movie Internet Channel here at the Walk for Hunger here in Arsenal Field here in Watertown, Massachusetts. Derek Shapiro at the finish line over here for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station. We have Ms. Barbara Russo, of course, over here, who is the 40th year of walking. And how does it feel to do the 40th year, of course?
Oh, it feels the biggest step in my life.
Really?
Biggest step in my life,
How did
yeah.
you get started this walk?
I was working in school, and I said to my friend, let's do the Walk for Hunger. And she's, you're crazy. And I said, well, we can always take the bus back. I was 32 at the time. She was 42. And we've been going ever since.
Wow. So you only missed 1 year because of the, you were sick one time.
Yeah.
So, you walked in rain and sunshine,
of course. We've walked in the rain. We've had garbage over babies. We've walked in the snow. We've walked in the cold.
Snow, too. I never knew it snowed on the Walk for Hunger.
Oh, yeah. In the 90s. A couple of 90s.
How many inches to the snow?
Well, it wasn't too much, just snow on the ground, you know.
Right.
But
oh, that must have been awesome, huh?
That was, yes. You know, it was cool.
Really?
You know,
what was your most memorable walk that you've walked, or the 40 years of walking this Walk for Hunger?
I think the handicapped people that we've met on the way, the people in wheelchairs, the blind people.
Awesome.
The people that, one of the guys had those two braces on who walked 25
sure.
years. A man who was in the war and got his leg shot off, and they were my inspiration.
Sure.
You know?
Wow.
And people like that, you know, and then people congratulate you on the way.
Sure.
But I feel that the elderly people don't get the credit that they deserve.
Sure.
It seems to be the young people because they're young up, they yell
exactly.
and scream and.
Exactly.
But They're my heroes.
Wow.
You know, and
sure.
And the young ones are coming up to take their place. But if you had seen the elderly people today, 19 years, 25 years, 20, I mean, it was just absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Barbara Russo. Congratulations once again from the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV, Jewish Internet Radio TV, Gossip Radio TV, Movie Internet Channel, and 80s, 90s, 2000s Radio TV here. That closes up for the Walk for Hunger, May 5th, 2013 here on this beautiful Sunday.
All right, DerekShapiroShow.com. I'm back on Channel 2, of course, and Channel 1 has Atlanta on there with Late Night. How are you doing, Late Night? Late Night. Who are your favorite Late Night hosts, David Letterman or Jay Leno?
I'm always a Jay Leno fan.
Oh, you suck. David Letterman. Okay. So, Latrina, of course, we're going to end the night pretty soon. Stay tuned. But, King, what's going on in California? Any earthquakes here so far?
Not yet.
All right. Now, also, too, you know, when someone's having sex in California, a lot of things are shaking up, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I get some Facebook shout-outs quickly. Michael Ellis, let's say hello to him. Alexander Gazzari, Martina, Jerry Truman, Patrick Perry, Heather Ann, Sarah Hutchinson, Schwartz, Savannah Fath, April Donfiero, Emerson, Chris Cash, Joseph Alapone, Lamoureux, Cook, Rock, Lee Ann, Scaduto, McCarthy, Charles A. Jr. Baumgartner, Kathleen Ann Pacheco, Corbett, Douglas Silvestri's watching, Amanda McCarthy, Amanda Louise, Amy, Catherine Hurst, Offbar is watching, Bill Friday's watching, Bobby Cifioli, Chani Buscoli, Daniel Quick, Dorn, Santa Parker's watching afterwards in archives, Djenko Moredio, Don Pollard, Donna Nordelio, Douglas D. Quaid, Barrington, Erica LeBrew, Erica Goldstein, Aaron Lockwood, Yvette Solian, Jamie Ashley, Joseph is watching, as well as Jennifer Cardenas, Carrie Cullahatcher, Catherine R. Bailey, Keith Roberts, Kimberly Payne, Larissa Elizabeth Ordent, Lisa Cunningham, Marissa Majacomo and Bruzzi, and as well as, and that's it. Now, also too, I want to say thank you to everybody. We're going to end the show, I mean, us talking. And now, late night, it's been a pleasure, that late night. But let me ask you a question. In late morning, can I call you late morning?
No, just call me early morning.
I'll never call you late for breakfast. Now, King.
Yo.
Were you ever the prince?
You
Okay, Latrina. Latrina.
I was always king.
Okay, and Latrina, let's end with you. What's going on for the last few segments and songs?
We have boy, days, and nights. Grandma, what you eat? 808. Over there? Over
there.
All right. And we have to
fly
over here. I have the person interview.
All right.
No.
All right. So that's the end of the show. Thank you very much. And also, you can join me Monday through Friday on the Derek Shapiro's Basement Morning Show from 6 to 8 on Channel 1 and 8 to 9 Channel 2. Then Monday through Friday on 80s, 90s, 2000s, RadioTV.yoz.com and GossipRadioTV.yoz.com from 9 to 11 on the Derek Shapiro's Morning Show. And here's the segments. Go ahead, late night.
Gotcha.
Hi, I'm Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Show. Can I just have ask you a few questions from the DSS TV station? I just want to ask you about your current project now and what you've been doing now and what your new work that's coming out.
I'm working on a Christmas record.
Christmas record.
It's awesome. And we're already working on the next record as well, like studio album.
Okay, what about your single that's out now?
My single just came out, a new one came out for my greatest hits, and it's called People Like Us.
Oh, okay, what's that about?
You should get it. You'd know it about if you got it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's fun. It's about, People Like Us is about, basically just everybody has, you know, different colors and shades of their personality, and all of that should be accepted. We're all different, and that's what makes life amazing.
And just one other question. What do you think about American Idol now with Mariah and Nicki on there?
Way cooler.
Way cooler?
Mariah Carey. Hello.
Thank you. And can you just give a shout out to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS
What's
TV
up,
Station?
Derek Shapiro Show?
And DSS TV Station.
And DST TV whatever station.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Yeah. Kelly Clarkson. The original American Idol. Here on the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station.
the down to the low.